Hola, this is Jani, and here are my thoughts and updates on new Korean dramas. This is it, guys. My last episode of the week sa aking Korean drama fest week. Anyway, if you have been keeping up with all my podcast episodes, what I am doing here, yes, kung ano man ito pinagagagawa ko, I am sharing my first impressions and initial thoughts on ongoing dramas na I am currently watching, starting from Do You Like Brahms, Record of Youth, 18 Again, More Than Friends, Dodo Sol Sol Lala Sol, Tale of the Ninetale, and yes, lastly, JTBC's Private Lives. This also started last October 7 and airs Wednesdays and Thursdays. And yes, available din siya sa Netflix. Starring Girls' Generation, Madam Actor Nim, Soyun, Go Kyung Pyo, Kim Yeo Jin, and Kim Yong Min. Private Lives is a crime romance drama about con artists in this current digital age setting where people are sharing and stealing and fabricating their lives. First of all, I need to admit that I didn't expect much when I started watching this drama. Though I am a fan of Soyun of Girls' Generation and Kyung Pyo since his stellar performance in my favorite drama, Chicago Typewriter. But there were dramas na they had before na hindi ko natapos or hindi ko masyadong na-enjoy. But after watching the first episodes, I was like, shook, ganun. Sobrang nagandahan ako sa first episodes niya. Para kang nanonood ng movie, yung crime thriller na movie. Very exciting siya with all the swindling, lies, and acts na ginagawa nila. Then there were also soft and mellow scenes. And in far fairness, ang galing ni Soyun dito. Sobrang siya showcase yung versatility niya as an actor. Like, she acts from a high school girl to a full-grown swindler, while Kyung Pyo naman is this charming, awkward guy sa simula, but later on evolves to a suspicious and smart spy pala. And my gosh, yung chemistry ni Go Kyung Pyo and Soyun, sobrang nakakilig or parang sobrang believable. Even before the drama started, dun sa mga behind the scenes nila and photoshoots, ang ganda na ng chemistry nila, bagay na bagay yung beauty nila. Like, please, mag-date kayo sa real life, joke. Also, the second leads here, or you can say mga villains, si Kim Yeo Jin and Kim Yong Min, they have this very solid portrayal of professional swindlers. Parang very elegant and mapanin lang yung acts nila. Sexy but cold yung mga character nila. The drama revolves in the life of Cha Joo-yeon, yung character ni Soyun. She is the daughter of two con artists, so she grew up becoming one then. And later on, she falls in love with this guy she met during one of her acts. They call their jobs or missions as documentaries. And they are the actors in this documentary na they are writing. I remember yung line ng mother niya na kaya nag-fail daw minsan yung isang mission or yung isang racket nila is when you mix reality into the documentary. Like, nagkakagulo when you don't know where or when to draw the line kapag ka masyado kang na-absorb dun sa fake life mo. Actually, I don't want to get into too much detail para hindi ko ma-spoil yung drama. Because the concept itself is, I think, very new para sa drama. Kasi this type of story, usually nakikita mo siya sa movies. So far, with 4 episodes, sobrang na-excite ako on how things are developing and how the characters are connected in some ways. Nasimula pa lang, they have shown a glimpse of what the drama could be. So I have very high hopes on this drama. Sana it continues to give a shocking twist with smooth and solid thrilling episodes or scenes. For those na want to try something new or exciting, you might want to check out Private Lives. That's it for this episode about Private Lives. I hope this K-drama impression episodes I have been uploading or sharing since the beginning will help you in your major life decision makings on which K-drama to watch. Anyway, I hope you enjoy these episodes and just watch a drama that fits your preference. Korean drama man yan or Western or teleserye. Don't try too hard on catching up with the world. Wow, serious. I mean, these dramas, movies are meant to entertain, inform, and comfort us. So, you enjoy lang what you enjoy while trying new things as well. Ako personally, I don't choose drama depending on whether it's hot or not. Kung sikat man siya, maraming nanonood, or pangit ba siya, ayaw ba siya ng mga tao. Kasi we all have different preferences naman. And reminder lang to all of us to not be judgmental on what other prefer to watch. As long as hindi naman yun harmful in any way. Diba? Nag-share pa ako ng unsolicited advice. Anyway, for comments, suggestions, and updates, follow me on Instagram at thisisjohnnypod. Next week, pahinga muna sa Korean drama as I talk about career advices and working in general and maybe movies that made me cry. So, until next week, bye!